Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Chaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about customer success.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
What is it? How to think about it? But much more importantly, how to make your customers successful, how to retain them, and how to grow your business with your current customers, and why that, and how to do that tactically. But even before we start jumping into things, I know that you are not the biggest fan of the term customer success, and I want to like kick us off with that controversy and let you comment on that. Why is that a terminology that you're not a huge fan of?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that terminology because I'm either old school or grandpa in this case. And the reason I say that, or a curmudgeon, but it's because I'm used to, in my first SaaS business, Crazy Egg, which still exists, not having sales or what we now call customer success sometimes. And I really believe it's a made-up category for sales to co-opt customer support. So that's my sort of aggressive approach and thinking around it. And so my take is, why don't we just call it customer support? And why do we have to call it customer success? Because there are also on sales teams, retention teams, and there's account managers, and they should be doing the function of customer success. So my take is that we merged account management in some ways, retention teams and sales with customer support. And now we call it customer success. And there's, you know, just like in many other terms, like, you know, this whole term of like account-based marketing or whatever it's called, or account-based sales, I think that's bullshit too. So like, you know, it's like, we're making up these terms. We have really good terms for this stuff, like sales instead of account-based sales or whatever, and customer support instead of customer success. And a lot of these terms are made up because some random SaaS company wanted to create a new market, right? Or resegment an existing market and become relevant. And I think the days of that kind of stuff happening are over. And I could say the same about inbound marketing, except that inbound marketing came out at a time when social wasn't that hot and people were doing a lot more paid acquisition and SEO, and inbound marketing ended up combining a lot of these things. So I'm not trying to justify that terminology, but because of the success of some of these terms from back in the day, people are making it up. So in my mind, I interchange customer success with customer support. I'm happy for you to argue with me on this, Stelly, because I know you're in, you know, whether you like it or not, or you probably like it, but you're in sales, you build sales tools, and, you know, you're one of the best salespeople I know, and probably the only one I could really have a legitimate conversation about with this without getting mad.
There you go. All right. So I think this is fascinating. This is a good discussion. So my comments on this are twofold. So as you get more experience in life in general, probably this is where the grandpa-ness comes into things. You kind of see through some of the bullshit that is happening in the world. And a lot of the bullshit, or part of the bullshit that's happening in the world, is that we rebrand and repackage old ideas and pretend they are brand new ones, right? And that can be for an experienced person something that is triggers cynicism, right? You just like, everybody's like, oh my God, customer success is the biggest new thing. Let's buy books about this. Let's read about it. Let's try to build a department around it. And all along, they had an account management department in the sales team that was doing what you could call customer success, right? So why are we pretending this is something totally new? So I have that myself in lots of different areas. Like, I think we talked about SDR, sales development reps, being a bullshit term, right? And a position that is not brand new and a career path. I think it's a brilliant branding because being a prospector or a qualifier always sounded really horrible, really low level, and nobody wanted to be that. But being somebody that develops sales, being a sales development person, just sounded so much better. So I think it was, this is good rebranding, but it's also like just repackaging something, that a position that always existed. And it's not a new position. It's not a brand new thing. So I have the same response to a certain degree in some areas. To me, to a certain degree, I believe, I disagree with you that I think the days of this are over. I think, at least if I understood you correctly, my hypothesis right now is that this will never stop. Like, as long as humans are around, we're going to give things a new name and pretend we just invented them.
So let me clarify. Okay. What I mean is, the days of one of these terms becoming as massive as like inbound marketing or even social media are over, right? Like these things are going to stay niche unless they really, 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 really matter to the world and you're hitting on a trend that's just that important, right? And so what I'm saying is like, it's usually you can basically come back to any of these terms and say one company invented it. And then the term and the success of it is all dependent on that company being successful. For example, I would say that the company Gainsight really, really popularized customer success out of anybody else, right? And now there's a few customer success tools. Honestly, some of them gone out of business. Why? Because it doesn't exist. Like do we need a customer success tool when we have Zendesk? That's my like bigger question about this whole category.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. This is an awesome conversation. The thing that I wanted to add before we talk about this specific topic is the way that I judge these things, at least, is this wording or rebranding, is this helping us do the function of the thing better or not, or understand it better, or communicate it better? And I'm putting words in your mouth, I would say you're arguing that it isn't. And I will agree with you on this, because the thing that I've realized and the thing that I see when it comes to customer success, I think that most companies are confused what that means. And there's not, if you take 10 startups right now that all have customer success teams, I would venture to say that all these 10 the customer success teams do very different things. They're not all doing the same job, right? So customer success, some companies will do more support and call it customer success. Some customer success teams will do more sales, upselling, contract selling, reselling type of jobs and will call it success. Some teams will do more account management, you know, visiting customers, building relationship with them. Some will do more training and education, right? Just giving webinars, teaching users how to use the product and we'll call it success. There's a wide variety of things you could do under the umbrella of quote-unquote success. And I think because it's so nebulous, a lot of companies struggle in hiring the right people, managing them the right way, and doing that job really, really successfully, because it's become this, like, it's the thing everybody does. We should do it too. But what is it really that we want to do there? Well, we don't really know. It's a lot of things. Making sure our customers are staying with us and are successful, making sure that they don't churn. And we have an episode on churn. It's episode 106, how to deal with churn in SaaS. But it is a nebulous churn, and I think it does make it difficult for companies to execute on it really clearly with clarity and know how to do it and do it well.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we agree.
All right.
It's nice when we agree. But like, right. We usually agree about